Section 1 of Hymns of the Christian Church. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Colin McRoberts. Hymns of the Christian Church, edited by Charles W. Eliot. Part 1, Hymns Based on Psalms. Psalm 19, by Joseph Addison. The spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky, and spangled heavens a shining frame, their great original proclaim. The unwearied sun from day to day does his Creator's power display, and publishes to every land the work of an almighty hand. Soon, as the evening shades prevail, the moon takes up the wondrous tale, and nightly to the listening earth repeats the story of her birth, whilst all the stars that round her burn, and all the planets in their turn, confirm the tidings as they roll, and spread the truth from pole to pole. What though, in solemn silence all, move round the dark terrestrial ball? What though no real voice nor sound amid their radiant orbs be found? In reason's ear they all rejoice, and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, "The hand that made us is divine." End of section 1. This recording is in the public domain.
Section 2 of Hymns of the Christian Church, read for LibriVox.org by Stephen Kinford. Psalm 23 by Henry Williams Baker. The King of Love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?